I think this, I think that. What are you thinking? People are just asking to be controlled. What gives you a greater right than nature to speak upon the world of nature and speak for nature? Because quite really, nature speaks for itself. And you see how people tumble down or build themselves up. Get over it. We are thinking like this because of the current world we live in, and I'm overthinking it all because of such too. But again, the truth is rather simple. It is present and doesn't need to be accessed. It is here. And you need to know that it is. It's the belief we must take out of the way. The belief in government or money, those are the barriers, dare I say religion. But does it abide to natural law? Does it abide to universal truth? I mean, I just like to get people thinking and asking questions. But never should I ever impose anything upon anyone, for am I to control their body or mind? When people say something should be done, they are bowing down, saying, please, government lord, control me, put my idea upon everyone by force. Morality and principality and opinion is fine for creating the world you want, but when you impose it upon others by law and force by force, the forces of nature are already against you. Nobody cares what you think, but people care. Nobody cares what might be right, but people care. This is the irony that gets people stuck in webs, and especially among online debates on the web, for people to consume, hopefully with a voice of their own. This irony is that although it is important we stand up for ourselves, there's an extent to which we do before we cross the line with nature, and the amount of dependencies and factors involved are indeed abundant. People underestimate the power of nature in healing. It's no wonder they would in political debate. The truth is, live your life, promote what you believe in, learn for yourself what that should be. Do listen to others and don't be cognitive dissonant. But don't say that people will never listen. Don't say that there are bad people who could do harm. Our crimes are trivial to that of government, and they don't really listen. And you can't say we should take charge because, again, the position in power is naturally denatured. But you see why power rises and falls due to thus over time. There is righteous, and we can uphold that through tradition, understanding, observation, no scientism involved, no isms ever involved to title us either. And say any of this is my opinion, call me what you want. But I know for a fact that nature is for itself. We can be for ourselves, but not egotistically, rather in alignment and harmony, listening and living the blueprint. Everything from our conscious digestion is quite literally an opinion when digested. If we don't, then we will never learn. It's truly up to you and the values you promote within family and community. Oh wait, do you even have either? It is all the fault of losing our own nature and our relationship with nature. From learning from all the different natures, we can understand this, but that it isn't the only way we can learn. Most people will learn the hard way every time, but still forget the underlying proceedings, fundamentals, and messages. Technology can now help you remember more, but it seeks to remember for itself. And if it helps us, it may not be actually helping us. What you think doesn't matter. Are you thinking? Most people are so sound on their beliefs to the point where they may not even recognize it. And now assumptions will be made of me, whatever. I'm just a messenger of a perspective through which all words are interpreted. So think of all the relationships with all the natures, yourself, others, etc., and you'll see you can't have a sound conclusion. The irony and mystery, the fact that evil exists, is all within reason. Don't be surprised when you can never be content with the world you live in, and you keep pushing for a way of the world, but people never listen unless dumbed down or manipulated. I'm not surprised, I'm telling it like it is, and I'm not sure of myself either. All these things we've made for ourselves, just relax, eat real food, connect with the natures, and if you can't seem to do those because there are clear boundaries in the way, then you will wonder why I made a message like this. That is the mission for humanity. It has long been forever, but will generations uphold the truth that has been forever?